everybody. Welcome to the Creative Rising Snacks Edition. Practical bite-sized tips for your creative journey. Experiencing the jump from maker to manager in your creative career can be difficult. Doing the work and leading the work are different things, and they require a different set of skills. And if you don't carefully manage that transition, it can be fraught with conflict and disappointment. So here's a quick snack back from season two with author, podcaster, and speaker Todd Henry on how to approach the transition from maker to manager.
Yeah, so a couple of things that we have to be very mindful of. The first thing we have to be mindful of is that we own everything on the team. I always use this phrase, they broke it, you bought it, right? That's kind of the way it works for leaders. So it doesn't matter at all whether you are directly responsible for something, you are accountable for it as a leader. And so that means you own the process. That means that you own developing the talent on your team. It means you own the decisions that are made on the team. It means you own the culture of the team and the expectations and the norms and how people interact with one another. All of those things are yours now. So what you have to do is shift your focus from, are we producing great work, to, and this is my definition of what a great creative leader does. A great creative leader accomplishes the work, which is where most people put a period, by the way, Blake. Accomplishes the work while developing the team to tackle new and more challenging work. I think you have to have all three of those qualifiers. So you're accomplishing the work, you're developing the team, meaning you're building into them, you're speaking truth to them, you're challenging them, you're establishing the right levels of stability and challenge for them to help them thrive. And by the way, that's going to be individual for each person. You know, each person on your team is going to need a different level of stability and challenge in order to thrive. And that you're positioning them to be able to continue to produce work over time, that you're not, you know, taking a hill and your team gets to the top of the hill and they collapse exhausted and you say, okay, great, now let's take this next hill. Well, no, hold on, time out, right? There has to be a rhythm and an ebb and a flow, and you have to be mindful of that as a leader. It can't be, you know, pedal to the metal 24/7 if you want your team to continue to produce great work for you. So I think the big challenge for leaders is recognizing that you have to let go of control and move to a mindset of influence. Your job is not to do the work. Your job is to facilitate the work. Your job is to create an environment in which the people on your team can do the work, which means setting rails, setting norms and expectations, establishing your leadership philosophy, and then allowing your team to experiment, take risks, try things, occasionally fail within the bounds of those rails, all the while guiding them and helping them understand how to make better decisions without making those decisions for them. Mm. Which raises an interesting question, Blake, for a lot of people. Why would anybody want to do that? Right? Like, if you're a designer and you think, you know what, I want to get promoted to, you know, art director or, you know, design director, creative director, I want to do that because it's a bigger paycheck. Wrong. I mean, that is the dumbest reason to take a gig like that. It is, because you're going to be miserable and you're going to make everybody else miserable. If you don't want to lead other people, then you should not take those jobs. And that the part of the challenge for organizations today is the only path to more income, more influence, more prestige in our organization is you have to assume managerial responsibilities.
Right.
That's it. And it's a problem because not everybody's cut out to be a manager. Or frankly, some people are simply more valuable as a designer than they are as a manager. So that's one thing that a lot of companies, I think, are trying to figure out right now is how do we reward people within their bandwidth of competence instead of, you know, the Peter principle, which says people get promoted to their level of incompetence. And it's so true. How do we reward people within their bandwidth of competence? It's a real challenge.
Okay, that's our snack for you today. What a great reminder. If you find yourself leading a team of creatives, first remember, you own it. Be there for your team. Fight for them. Back them up. Secondly, shift away from solely focusing on the work and think more about the long-term development of your team. And like Missy Elliott said, sometimes you just have to lose control. Thanks again to Todd Henry. If you like what he had to say, there is more to learn from him. You can go to toddhenry.com or you can check out the Accidental Creative Podcast. And thanks for snacking with me today. If you have any ideas for future bite-sized topics, let me know. Shoot me an email. It's just hello@thecreativerising.com. Or you can always leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. I always appreciate those and read everyone. And who knows, I might just read your review on air. Until next time, I'm your host, Blake Howard, signing off.